Chapter 18. Old Secrets. Caliban.
We should not have allowed Belaf to return to orbit, said Astolan, staring up into the sky. We did not. Tsar Luther did. On what pretense would we have stopped him? Asked Zahariel. You have been surly ever since the Grand Master informed us that Belaf was to be allowed back to his gunship.
Surly? I would have hoped you were a better judge of character, Master Zahariel.
Astolan pursed his lips, his expression at odds with his words.
I am concerned.
My mistake, First Master, Zahariel replied, making it clear by his tone that it was no such thing.
Even so, your concern is ill-founded. What harm can Belaf do in orbit?
Harm? It is not the threat of harm that annoys me. It is the opportunity lost. He might leave, his ships gone, a lifetime stranded on this... on Caliban. Did you consider that? What if he has suspicions?
Of what? Nothing has happened. If he is suspicious, it is only of your boorish behavior, Astolan.
And if he goes back to Corswain or the Lion and tells them that something is amiss on Caliban, what if one of them returns to set straight our path?
Zahariel had not considered this and had no answers. Fortunately, he was saved having to admit as such.
You have been proven wrong.
He pointed to the dark shape that rapidly resolved into a descending stormbird.
Belaf returns.
They watched the gunship in silence, Astolan tense, Zahariel possessed by curiosity. The Master of the Mystai reached out with his thoughts as the stormbird touched down. The tendril of Caliban's power touched the hull, and like a wire earthing a current, it instantly buzzed with power as it connected with a psychic barrier. Zahariel recoiled.
What is the matter?
Demanded Astolan.
We have a problem, snapped Zahariel. Guard your thoughts.
Guard my...
Belaf is not alone. He has brought...
Zahariel's explanation became self-evident as the ramp descended, revealing Chapter Master Belaf and his companion. The second space marine was clad in black armor also, but the inset of his pauldrons was a deep blue. It was the signature colour of the Librarius, once home to Zahariel, the company of the Legion's psychers.
I see, Astolan whispered.
Zahariel's thoughts raced as he stared at the face of the approaching warrior. It was the librarian he had seen in the mind of Belaf. He remembered a name, Asmodeus, and tried to recall how potent the librarian's powers were. It was hard after decades away, and Zahariel was a poor judge of past achievements. He had been right there when Namil had died. He had been the reason for it, though his own hands were clean of the deed. Zahariel wanted to demand if Asmodeus's life had been worth Namil giving up his. Had he earned that sacrifice? Before he could speak, Astolan stepped forward, perhaps sensing Zahariel's aggression.
You have brought a friend, said the First Master.
He looked at the librarian and nodded in greeting.
How nice!
This is Brother Asmodeus, said the Chapter Master.
Belaf darted an angry glare at Zahariel.
After my last visit, I thought it wise to take precautions.
I must apologize, said Zahariel.
As he spoke, he felt a shift in the play of psychic energy around Asmodeus. It was not like the gathering swirl of Caliban's power, but more like a pressure behind a mirror, distorting the reflection of reality.
My actions were inexcusable, and I can only offer momentary grief as the explanation. And what guarantee do I have that another such episode will not occur?
The shift of power was not connected to the librarian shielding Belaf. It was externalizing, heading towards Zahariel and Astolan like a bow wave ahead of the approaching Dark Angels. Asmodeus would know better than to try to look inside Zahariel. His mind was fortified against all intrusion. But Astolan? In moments, the librarian would be able to fish out everything. Not details, of course, but enough to know about the burgeoning rebellion, the imprisonment of the dissenters, and Astolan's perfidious relationship with Luther. Gripped by a sudden desperation, Zahariel threw a portion of his thoughts into the mind of the First Master.
I understand that my word would be of little value at the moment, Zahariel said out loud. While he spoke, he formed his mental projection into a narrow spike, aiming it into Astolan's cerebellum. Asmodeus's intrusion was far subtler, 1,000 tiny fibrous roots burrowing through Astolan's psycho-conditioning.
There have been developments, occurrences that you should be aware of, said Belath's comrade. Increased perils.
A moment of pure instinct caused Zahariel to flinch a moment before he made contact with Astolan's inner thoughts. The core of the First Master's mind was encased with a protective layer, the like of which the Master of the Mystai had not encountered. Even as he tried to avert his delving, it was as though he was punching through adamantium. The shock of the impact numbed him instantly. Psychic feedback lanced into Zahariel's brain. A golden fog permeated everything. A booming voice, the words unintelligible but commanding. Beside its power, Zahariel was as a candle next to the sun. Warmth, becoming hotter, searing, scorching, turning him to ash. Zahariel ripped himself free from Astolan's thoughts, reeling inside. Every mote of discipline needed to show no outward sign of the agony that had been set inside his brain. He retained just enough cogency to witness Asmodeus's attempt to penetrate the core layer. The attempt was far slower, but the reaction no less vehement. Inside Zahariel's mind's eye, it was as though a plasma bomb had detonated, disintegrating the threads of Asmodeus's investigation with a corona of white-hot energy. The librarian almost missed a step, recovering from the stumble at the last moment. He stared at Astolan with wide eyes. The First Master seemed oblivious to all that had transpired.
"I'm sure that we can put behind us whatever unpleasantness has occurred," said Astolan, obviously not meaning a word of it. He matched Belath's stare. "Are we not all brothers beneath the banner of the Legion?"
"What did you do to him?"
In his disoriented state, it took a moment for Zahariel to realize that Asmodeus's words were transmitted, not spoken.
"Nothing," he replied in kind.
Their thoughts merged close to the tiny flicker that was the light of Astolan's mind. From outside, it looked entirely normal.
"He is not one of us. He has no projection."
"Did you see it?" Zahariel asked. "Did you feel the power?"
"For an instant only, thankfully," the librarian replied.
The exchange was near instantaneous, far more efficient than clumsy lips and tongues. While the two psychers continued their hidden interaction, Zahariel turned and motioned towards the two rhino transports waiting close to the landing apron.
"Sir Luther has dispatched a carrier to take you to the Angelicaster," Zahariel explained aloud. "I and Astolan have other duties to which we must attend."
"I sense that you were in his thoughts a moment before me," Asmodeus sent.
"A warning, nothing more. I confess that I am suspicious of your presence. You were present at the death of my cousin, Namil. My assault on Belath was unprovoked, highly regrettable, but it gives you no license to spy on the thoughts of another."
"Many are the licenses that had been given of late that were not granted before. If it is of any consideration, the death of Namil pains me also."
Zahariel nodded his thanks.
"You were there when my cousin was slain. It was against such intrusions that he warned. Was he right to think you unsafe?"
"I do not think you can judge that. Namil's fate was unfortunate, but he defied the Lion and risked all of our lives, perhaps even the future of the Imperium. The Lion acted poorly, in haste, and no doubt regrets it at his leisure."
The intimacy of psychic communion almost lured Zahariel into revealing his new antipathy for the Lion, but he reined back his thoughts at the last moment.
"At least Master Luther seems to have retained something of the honor of the Legion," Belath said, heading towards the transports.
He glanced at Astolan, but his gaze rested on Zahariel longer.
"But his indulgence of malcontents and outsiders has already cost him dearly, and may do so again."
We will speak on these matters again, Zahariel sent to Asmodeus, cutting the contact.
I must ask your indulgence, Chapter Master, Asmodeus announced. I need to speak to Brother Zahariel. I will join you with the Angelicaster shortly. As the Librarius Overseer of Recruits, he needs to be appraised of recent threats and developments. The matter of Nykea and the Lion's lifting of the ban must be discussed.
Belath looked perturbed, but nodded eventually.
Very well. Master Luther awaits me for an audience. We shall meet after.
When Belath had boarded the Rhino, Zahariel and the others headed for the second transport. Before they boarded, Zahariel motioned to Astolan to remain.
Permit me a moment, brother, the Master of the Mysteries said to Asmodeus.
The librarian strode up the Rhino's assault ramp without comment, leaving Zahariel with the First Master.
What did he do to you? Zahariel hissed, the question bursting out like water through a crack in a dam.
Asmodeus? Astolan glanced at the Rhino and shrugged. Nothing that I know of. Not him. The Emperor.
Astolan's dumbfounded silence was as concise an answer as any he might have spoken.
Do you remember anything from your time with the Emperor? Any specific moments when he might have...
Zahariel let the words drift away in the face of his companion's blank incomprehension.
What about the Emperor? You are babbling, Zahariel.
It is difficult to explain.
Try, Astolan growled. What were you saying about the Emperor?
You were one of the first, yes? Zahariel said, choosing a different tack.
Before the first,
pride radiated from the ancient warrior.
An angel of death.
You fought beside the Emperor, spent a great deal of time in his presence.
Yes. Why?
It has left a mark upon you, upon your mind, Zahariel said.
It sounded weak, but he had no other theory he wanted to share.
A gift, you might call it.
Astolan grinned and tapped the side of his head.
You tried to get in, didn't you?
He slapped a hand on Zahariel's shoulder and looked back at the Rhino that Asmodeus had boarded.
He did, too. Both of you found something surprising.
It was Zahariel's silence that answered this time.
Do you think the Emperor was the only powerful psyker vying for terror during the last years of the Long Night? Dol Quarnane, the Sigillites, did we not expect to meet untold horrors in the shadows between stars? Of all those that understand the true nature of the universe, would the Emperor send out his warriors with the best warplate to protect our bodies when our minds were like a fortress with the gates unbarred and unguarded?
Astolan thought about this for a few seconds, his gaze becoming distant with memory.
Were you all... I mean, all of the angels of death were protected.
What was it like?
It was beautiful, Astolan replied.
Then he focused on Zahariel again, expression hardening.
It was also taxing to the Emperor, I think, not to be repeated for the legions. Anyway, that is the past. The future is still being forged, and we have tasks at hand.
The First Master entered the Rhino, leaving Zahariel alone with a whirl of thoughts. Luther, the Emperor, Belath, Asmodeus. It was all starting to blur into nonsense, a pointless web of intrigue and betrayed loyalties and oaths. One thing remained pure, a bright blade that cut through the morass. Caliban. The future of Caliban was indeed being forged. The time was fast approaching when it would be decided which hands would bring about that new future. Hands connected to ears that were being distracted by other allegiances and desires. If Caliban were to be set free, the competing voices had to be silenced and Luther set back on the correct course. He mounted the Rhino and signaled the driver to move out. Zahariel spared a conspiratorial smile for Astolan. An opponent, no doubt, but one best kept as an ally for the moment.